Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Here we are again. Good morning. Good day. Who knows when you're listening to this? We bend time and space around here, don't we? I appreciate you tuning in and listening and being here with me. And guess what we're going to do? Today, we are going to focus on what we want. Yeah. And support and love and safety. Yes, we all have pain and fear and life going on. Also, we all have wants, desires, dreams. We all need support. We all need to feel safe and loved. So let's focus on that today. At least right here, right now. All right? I'll start with a story. Why not? So, the friend with the cool car who offered support to me and stumped me. I honestly couldn't think of a way that my friend could support me. And I was really surprised and saddened by that. And so, what a great lesson. Thank you so much, friend, just for offering the support, just for asking the question, for letting me know that I don't have an answer for that ready. Whoa, dude, right? So, I came to that conclusion that you can help me by, you know, spending time with us, spending time with Finn so I can drop out and focus on myself to do some healing, all that good stuff. So then, another friend, I want to support her. She does so much. She is an angel. Like, these words don't even touch describing who this person is. This person gives of her beautiful self. This person is service. She's lovely. And so I want to support her, and I'm going to. And here I am the other day. I'm brainstorming by myself. Okay, this, that, the other. No. Nope. Didn't fit. Didn't feel right. Didn't seem right. Excuse me. I need a little lemon water. And so I decided to do what my friend with the cool car did. Ask. So I reach out and I say to a friend, hey, the challenge is yours now. I want to support you. Tell me how I can support you. I didn't hear back right away, and then I heard. She did such a great job. Challenge accepted. She wrote me a paragraph. And in that paragraph were the words, body butter. Excuse me. Body butter. And when I saw the words body butter, I started bark laughing because I make body butter. And I just decided to make a fresh batch for a friend that I've lit up a connection with, you know, after just decades, and we're having such fun with our connection. And I gave her some of my homemade deodorant, and she was like, I could really go for some body butter. And I was like, I could really go for making us some body butter. So she requested a frankincense and myrrh, and I have those oils here. And so I have everything I need. I just made a few purchases, actually. I wanted to find some nice cocoa butter, which is sometimes hard to come by locally. So it took me a little bit, and I just sourced cocoa butter. so I would have everything I needed to make body butter. How serendipitous is that? That I reached out and asked someone, how can I support you? And they said, well, you could do what you're already doing. That would be great. And share it with me. Absolutely. And I know I just keep saying, well, my friend this and my friend that. I'm not sure about using names on here. I'll have to just ask people specifically and have a list of people that I can say their names. It doesn't matter, though. I want to talk about the friend that I said I'm lighting up a connection after, you know, decades. We were friends as kids, and of course we've moved all around and keep moving all around. And just recently we decided, boy, are we good for each other. Let's just make a habit to touch base once a day. No stress. So if you miss a day, you miss a day. But let's regularly light up our connection. And let's just focus on one thing together. One thing that we want to grow. And we're all about health and healing, inside and out, emotional, physical, all that stuff. And so we tend to have our lemon water together because that is a focus. That is an easy way for me to focus on my health and my healing right in the beginning of the day. And to say hello there to a friend who might be having a lemon water or maybe having a lime water or doing whatever we can, just to take that one moment together, take the only flashlight we have, which is our attention, and shine it on something that we want to grow. So we've been doing that. And I've been doing that every morning here with you. Shining my light on this, on the truth, on sitting down with yourself, being honest, and just talking about what bubbles up to the surface. Because I do believe that I am making a new foundation for myself with love, and compassion and honesty. I am learning to feel safe in this world. And so as my foundation builds, my new foundation, my crystal clear foundation, as that is building, it's taking up space. And there's some crud at the bottom of my tank, if you will. I think we all have crud at the bottom of our tanks. And you know, my dad told me, never get gas when they're filling up the big tanks. It stirs up all the crud. And so if I think of myself as that tank and I'm pouring in my crystal clear gasoline, it's still stirring up the crud. And sometimes the crud is right up at the top and it might want to be released or it might just come spilling out, right? The crud. But don't get discouraged, especially if you're working on healing and you are giving yourself that new foundation, that new story. You're reprogramming, taking out the hard wire, putting in the heart wire. The crud's going to get stirred up. And so a lot of times that's what I talk about in the mornings right here with you, the crud. Because let's talk about it. Let's look at it. It's there anyway. Why be afraid of it? Why not acknowledge it? Let's acknowledge the crud and say, oh, look, there's some crud. You can stay, you can go, but I'm glad to know you're there. And I'm glad to know that I'm filling my tank. And yeah, maybe stirring up some crud. Right now, in my mind, I'm thinking, boy, all this creation, you know, the creation of these friendships who want to support one another, the literal creation of things like deodorant and body butter and donuts, healthful donuts, and dance classes. My friend wants to paint. My friend is like, ooh, I want to create. I want to do a podcast. I'm like, yes, I will help you. Let's do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing it. And so at least you've got someone right next to you, you know, doing it as well. And we can share notes. And for anybody out here, anyone listening, if you want to start something, if you have questions, I'm not an expert on anything, but I do stuff. And so I'm happy to tell you how I do stuff. And I'm clever. I'm thrifty. I'm creative. And I'm generous. So definitely, you know, reach out. Let's create. It really struck me, someone talking to me yesterday, pretty much described to me that, you know, they want to do less scrolling and more creating. They don't have anything against social media necessarily. It just feels better to create or perhaps look at things that other people have created in a loving space, in a caring space, you know, as opposed to, you know, other things that can be on social media. I really love that idea. I said, I think that's great that you want to do more creating instead of scrolling. And I love how that doesn't put, you know, social media in this bad light. Because social media is just like us. All the things. We are all the things. And so, we are all the things. And I want to focus on the parts that I want to share. I don't want to share fear with the world. I'm not interested in that. I want to share what I need most and what I always needed most. I want to share a sense of safety and love. I hear that once you feel safe and loved, that you're free to explore and be in awe of your life. And I grew up feeling so afraid that I just have to keep reminding myself, we don't have to be afraid. We can be afraid and we can keep going, and I'll show you there's nothing to be afraid of. So I'm gonna take another sip of this lemon water. Missy, are the lilacs attacking me too? Is this allergies, you guys? I'm sitting right in front of lilacs. I'm still sitting here. My throat will close all the way, but it'll smell so good. So, before I move away from these lilacs, what do you want? What do you want? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say it to yourself. Just why don't you start with yourself, be alone in a room and say, I want. It was really hard for me to be like, I want to be a dance teacher. I want to, quote, like work for myself, as in like not have, you know, not do that typical corporate ladder type thing. I want to change the world. I want to heal the world. I want to, you know, keep going. It's okay to want, I want the perfect body. I want a healthful body. I want to feel peace. I want to be happy. I want to feel light. I want to have loving relationships. I want to, and whatever it is, do you want to climb a mountain? Do you want to swim in the sea? Do you want to build something? Do you want to make something? Do you want to share something of yourself? Do you want to open up a talent? Do you want to practice something or tap into something that you've done before or never done before? How about this? If you could have anything you wanted, and it can change, here's a magical legal pad and the magical pen, and you can write down anything you want in any moment on the legal pad, and you can have it. So you can have health and happiness and whatever you want physically, emotionally, it's energetically, it's yours. Okay, so you've got the legal pad and the pen. In order to keep the legal pad and the pen, you need to serve, let's say 10 hours a week. You need to serve 10 hours a week, and then you can have everything you ever wanted. You have the legal pad and the pen. Everything you ever want, anytime, on a whim, you've got it. To keep that power, the game is, you need to serve for 10 hours a week. What would you do? Serve. Are you going to serve people, the planet? Is it going to be, you know, are you going to be tending to plants, tending to animals, tending to people, tending to the earth? What are you going to be tending to? How are you going to serve? And so think about that. And then if you're not doing it, you might want to try it. That's what I'm doing. It's pretty cool. It's a wild ride, and I'm still scared, but there's magic here. There's magic here. What would I do? I would dance. And so I do that. That's how I serve. I I turn into my Richard Simmons Amanda, and I offer myself to everyone. Everyone. All ages, all everything, everyone. You're always invited to dance with me, and it's always free. And that serves this world, and boy, does it serve me. It's also led me to all these beautiful friends that I'm talking about. Yes, some of them have been in my past, but we have reignited because of me serving my community, me reemerging into life, feeling safe enough, and deciding that's how dreams come true. First, you have to acknowledge them. Please. You can tell me, you can go to my dark hole of a website. You don't have to put all that information in there, I don't think. You know, you don't have to put your telephone number in there. Just make it up. Make up an email address and a telephone number and a name. And tell me your dream. Tell me what you want. Say it out loud. Don't be afraid to dream. It's there anyway. Acknowledge it. What did you want to do when you were 5 years old? If you're 5 years old, what did you want to do when you were four? Right? Dreams don't die. They get old. We have dreams all over the place. We're constantly hatching new dreams. So once you get on a roll, just keep acknowledging those dreams. And then I want you to serve. Doesn't matter what I want, but I'm just telling you. Because I think you would really love it. And, you know, that, don't we hear that? Be the person that you needed. Who did you need when you were five? Why don't you become that person? Do you need to go into a school and become a person? Do you need to, you know, what is that? Do you just want that? You tell me. Who did you need when you were five? How do you want the world to be? Be the change, right? All these wonderful quotes. I mean, I know Gandhi's in here somewhere. Be the change you want to see in the world. That's what I do. So, let's all find a sense of safety together, right here, right now. The birds are singing. It's safe. It's safe to be here. We came on this ride knowing it's safe. We gave ourselves amnesia for fun. I'm convinced of it. Aren't you having fun? Are you having fun yet? If you're not, let's have some fun. If you are, let's have more fun. I'll see you tomorrow. Love ya.